All right, everybody, welcome back. You know what we love here, right? Deep dives. And today we're diving headfirst into the world of windows and doors. Yeah, you heard that right. Windows, doors, the whole shebang. We're taking a look at Thermal Windows Inc. today. Got a little website snippet here, and honestly, it's amazing what you can glean from just a quick glance. We're talking sections like residential windows and doors, the always enticing comfort and confidence in your home environment button. Oh, and don't forget, click here for a residential site. You know, the essentials. And on the flip side, for all you business-minded folks, they've got commercial windows and doors and quality and functionality for every new build project. Just from those headings, I feel like we're already starting to get a sense of their brand identity. I mean, Thermal Windows, the name kind of says it all, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it? It's like they're hitting you over the head with energy efficiency right off the bat.
Yeah.
But hey, sometimes a little straightforwardness isn't a bad thing, you know? People care about that stuff these days, and rightfully so.
Absolutely. And then there's that tagline, comfort and confidence in your home environment. It's like they're selling a feeling, not just a product.
It's clever marketing, for sure.
Yeah.
Because comfort, yeah, you're thinking temperature control, keeping the drafts out, but it goes deeper than that, right? It's also about noise reduction, maybe even UV protection to keep your furniture from fading. They're tapping into that desire for a truly tranquil living space.
Right. It's about that feeling of peace when you shut out the outside world. And then there's confidence. What do you make of that?
Confidence is huge, I think. It speaks to the quality of their products, the durability. Mm. It's like they're saying, invest in our windows and doors, and you'll sleep well at night.
Yeah.
Knowing you made a smart, long-lasting decision. Maybe it even comes with an extended warranty. Who knows?
It makes you wonder about their materials, their installation process. And speaking of different needs, they've made a clear distinction between residential and commercial. What are some key things people should consider when it comes to those different categories?
Oh, it's a whole different ball game when you're talking about commercial spaces. Durability is paramount there. Think about it. High traffic, maybe even harsher weather conditions, depending on where the building is located, what it's used for.
Right. It's not just about keeping the living room cozy anymore.
Exactly. And the scale is completely different. We're talking larger windows, heavier doors, and all the structural considerations that come with that.
Yeah, I remember when we were renovating our office, finding the right windows seemed like a whole engineering project.
And then, of course, you've got energy efficiency standards to consider, which are often much stricter for commercial buildings.
So what does that mean in terms of the actual windows and doors themselves? Are we talking specialized glass, different framing materials?
You got it. They're probably using things like low-E coatings, multiple panes of glass, maybe even gas fills between the panes for better insulation. And don't even get me started on U-values and SHCC ratings.
Uh-oh, I think you're going to have to start me off there.
All right, so U-value measures how well a window prevents heat from escaping. Lower is better. You want a nice, tight seal to keep that energy bill down.
Makes sense. And what was that other one? SHGC.
Ah, yes. SHGC stands for solar heat gain coefficient. Basically, it measures how much heat from the sun passes through the window.
Okay, so in a sunny climate, you'd want a lower SHGC to keep things cool.
You got it. It's all about finding the right balance for the specific climate and building needs.
So much to think about. Okay, let's bring it back to our listeners. Let's say someone out there is considering thermal windows for their home renovation. What are the key takeaways they should keep in mind based on what we've seen so far?
Well, I think it's safe to say Thermal Windows is positioning themselves as a premium brand. They're not going to be the cheapest option on the market, but they're emphasizing energy efficiency and long-lasting quality. That comfort and confidence tagline tells me they're thinking about the homeowner's overall experience, not just slapping in a window and calling it a day.
And the fact that they cater to both residential and commercial needs suggests they have the expertise to handle a wide range of projects. What really stood out to me was that they specifically mentioned new build projects in their commercial section.
Good catch. That tells me they're not just about replacing existing windows. They're likely involved in the design process from the ground up, working with architects, builders, the whole nine yards.
This has been eye-opening. Who knew there was so much to learn about windows and doors?
It's a whole world out there.
So for our listeners who are now just as intrigued by thermal windows as we are, where would you suggest they go next in their research?
Definitely check out their case studies. Seeing examples of their work in action, understanding the specific challenges they have tackled and the results they've achieved, that's invaluable. And of course, don't underestimate the power of testimonials. Hearing from real homeowners and businesses about their experiences can give you a much better feel for the company.
Couldn't agree more. Well, folks, there you have it. another deep dive successfully completed. Remember, whether you're renovating, building new, or just daydreaming about better windows and doors, keep those key factors in mind. Energy efficiency, durability, and that all-important comfort factor. And who knows, maybe thermal windows could be the answer to your dreams. But as always, do your research, explore their website, and let us know what you find. Maybe we'll even feature it in a future deep dive. Until next time.